is the MJ Morning Show podcast. Initiate procedure. Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
We got 80s pop songs, and there are specific songs that are the best for beating stress. This is according to research. 1,540 adults from 18 to 65. Volunteers underwent a series of mental stress tests, and then they were played various playlists from Spotify. 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And it turns out that the 80s songs had the most pacifying effect on participants. 96% of the group
had a decrease
in blood pressure while listening to these songs. 36% felt their heart rate drop. Yeah, researchers, I guess this was UK and Turkey. This is really, but these are all songs that we know.
But they play these songs in Turkey? Okay.
No. The research was done with Turkish researchers and British researchers, apparently. And here is, this is one of the top songs to reduce your stress level and make your heart rate go down. You want to beat stress? This apparently is like number one. Is that amazing?
What?
Blondie's Call Me.
Okay.
Will reduce your stress levels.
The Tide Is High. It makes me feel better than that one.
Yeah.
That is exactly the song I thought you wouldn't play.
Or Heart of Glass.
It must just be the nostalgia of it, because those beats didn't really relax me.
It's Call Me, but it's not Tide Is High, which I think you're right, is much more soothing and relaxing. This is another one to calm people and reduce stress. You know this? Come on.
George Michael.
It is George Michael, and the group is Wham!
Come on.
With an exclamation point. And of course, that song is Freedom.
This is a relaxing song?
Oh, that's
a happy song.
This will reduce stress.
This song just makes you want to flirt with Froggy. I mean, seriously. This
Put on a big white shirt and dance with you.
Okay, next is this Pet Shop Boys song.
Song sucks.
Now, I know the song. Do you know that song? That is not one of the more popular Pet Shop Boys, obviously. In a western town, a dead end world. Yeah, this is the one that most people know.
West End Girls.
Hey, remember that song, I Want to Be a Cowboy,
and you can be my cowgirl.
Remember that song?
Yes.
I wonder how that tests.
I don't know, but we're getting some good songs from the texters.
Oh, no. Guess what else?
It's not a guessing game, people. This is research we're doing here.
Guess what else is on the de-stressing list? You are the wind my way. Oh my God, I gotta be honest.
That's just depressing. You see that movie Beaches?
I wanna shoot myself in the head when I hear that song.
Sorry, Bet.
that was a funeral song.
It is. Yeah, but that's on the no stress list also. So there you go. Those are like the top songs for de-stressing and reducing heart rate as well.
How about some Marley or some like Sublime or some good relaxing reggae?
I don't know.
Our texters want Chumbawamba?
No.
I get knocked down. That's 90s. That's knocked down. Okay. That's 90s.
Right. And Sailing. I love that song.
Oh my God. That's another one I want to go ahead and
Who's that? Michael McDonald?
So, Christopher Cross was Sailing.
Same thing.
Hey, where's this on the list?
Hey!
Number eight.
You know, I gotta be honest. I could barely get through my day without some DeBarge.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Well, listen to this. I get this email. I'm going to withhold the emailer's name, and I'm going to also withhold, he's very specific on the location here. What caught my attention, the subject line of the email was modern homelessness. That was the subject line. This is what caught my attention. Listen to this. I have a story for you. At the end of our street, a half block away, lives a homeless man. What makes him unique is that he lives in the back seat of a Tesla Model S.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Roxanne's eyes just got as big as Botox Lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Model S. He's been parked there for over 6 months. Could have been listening to the MJ Morning Show we started back in October in the car. It's quite an ingenious, actually, situation. Being an older model Model S Tesla, the vehicle is grandfathered in so he can receive free unlimited supercharging. So what was that? If you bought early Teslas, you got free charging at a Tesla charging location, but then the later models, you don't get free charging. I think that's what the deal is here. And then he says there's actually a location off of Gandhi behind the Wawa so he can stay warm in the winter, cool in the summer. The internet is on a big display screen in his vehicle. He parks across the street from a park, so he uses the facilities for restroom activity. Don't know how he showers, though. As far as I know, he's not breaking any laws, not parked illegally, not bothering anybody. The house on the corner has a pending sale, so I don't know if the new owners are aware. In case you want to check it out on your free time, he's always at the corner of blah and blah. I'm going to withhold that. I find this whole thing interesting as this would not have been possible 10 years ago. And I actually have more questions than answers, like, how did he obtain the Model S Tesla? I'm not suggesting he stole it.
Better times.
And perhaps with the picture attached, you'll be able to find out if the license is valid and who owns it. And the guy sends me a picture of the Tesla front and back. I've got the license plate number. And the guy, it's a nice-looking Tesla Model S.
Yeah.
I've never been in a Tesla. Can you kick back and get comfy and lie down?
I'm sure.
Oh my God, you could hover. You could float in those things.
No, it has a back seat. It's a, you know, it's a four-door Tesla.
You know, there's people on YouTube. There's a couple of YouTube channels I follow where it's like a young people live out of their car, and that's what they do. They show you how to live out of your car. And it's a girl that I follow, and she has been living in her car for like 5 years.
You serious?
Yeah.
Where does she shower at gyms and stuff?
Yeah, gyms. They have a whole routine. It's crazy.
You buy a $20 membership to a gym, and you go there every day and shower.
Where are you following the story?
This is just a YouTube channel. She's posting how to live out of your car.
How old is this woman?
She's like a 27-year-old girl.
Does she have a job?
No, she doesn't have a job.
Her job is just shooting videos and living
out of her
car.
She has a YouTube channel with like 2 million followers.
She gets a check to a P.O. box for all of her followers.
That's her job.
She's getting a quarter of a cent for every time that the Geico commercial runs before her video.
I think it's like her choice. She's just doing it because it's the way she wants to live.
It's her lifestyle.
Or she has a house in Malibu and she's just showing you how to, air quote, live out of your car.
I remember, should we follow up on this? The guy said, I know where it is. It's not far from the radio studio.
I don't think the guy's looking to be bothered. I know, I'm living in my Tesla.
But it's an interesting story. What the guy, a Model S Tesla, didn't those things go for over $100,000 when they were new? I mean, it's not like he's living out of the back of a Chevy Chevette.
I thought it was
a 1977 Chevy Chevette.
I thought it was like in the mid-70s.
No, they start in the 70s, I think. Yeah, a Model S, but I think
I don't know that the homeless guy's buying the performance package.
I mean, if you get the...
He probably was doing better back in the... He probably fell on some hard times and had a Tesla.
By the way, that's called the ludicrous package, I believe.
That's right.
It's the ludicrous package on the Tesla Model S. So what do you, Roxanne, should we send Fester to do some reconnaissance and maybe talk to the guy? And
Excuse me. Hi.
I mean, maybe just get some information if he's willing.
Roll your window down. Want to talk to you.
Sure. Want to talk about it?
It's funny. Even in a Tesla, when you say roll your window down, you make the circular hand motion, MJ. Yes. It's not how that window works.
No, listen, most car windows are electric. You don't have the turn windows anymore.
You can say, roll your window down, right. You make the hand motion.
Unless you're renting like a U-Haul. You don't really have the hand turning. Yeah. But still, that's the universal sign. Even if you have power windows, you do the hand spinning gesture for turn down the window. That's the universe, even with new technology like...
He should find out about this YouTube channel where you can make money doing it.
The guy's living in an expensive Tesla. He's getting free power because apparently he has the grandfathered free charges. I mean, I agree with the emailer, the guy that emailed me. I think it's a fascinating story, and I'd like to know more. All right, let's talk about it in the post-production meeting or the post-show meeting, and let's figure out if we're going to do this.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Let me go straight away to Brian Dugan, who is the chief of police for the city of Tampa. Chief, welcome back to the MJ Morning Show.
Well, good morning. Let me start off and squash any rumors. Bruce Springsteen was not at the boat parade, and he did not set a boat on fire. So do not start that.
Now we're mishmashing stories, Chief, because all I said was when we were talking about the park rangers, immediately what comes to my mind when I think of park rangers is preventing forest fires, preventing wildfires.
That is the most egregious thing you can do in a park, is start a fire.
It was organized chaos yesterday. Chief, you could not tell where the official boat procession began, and all of the bystanders, all of the regular participants on boats from all over the Tampa Bay area, you couldn't tell. There was no delineation. It was just a hodgepodge.
Yeah, it was. And it was a great event. But you're right. And it got to the point where it was about 1:15. And you can't really do a 3-point turn in a boat. And right at Armature Works, where everything was, where all the players' boats and everything, finally I just looked at my guys and I'm like, just start the parade. And that was literally what happened. It's like, just start, because you can't hurt all these boats and everything. But I still think it went off without a hitch.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like a really fun event. It didn't look like there were any problems. Were there any arrests? Do you have the report on... Were there citations? Were there any arrests or any problems?
No, there were no arrests, no citations. I mean, we did have to kind of tell some people to split up. We had some people who were there hours in advance along the Riverwalk for a good spot. And then we had to kind of tell people, all right, they've been here all day long. You need to give them respect in their space. But that was few and far in between. I think everybody had fun. It was a good, fun family event and great for our city. I mean, it was 86 degrees, but it felt like 120 with no clouds or anything.
I'll tell you what, the event looked awesome. I watched it. I was prepping for my afternoon show, and I had the TV on. I was watching, flipping channels from all the local channels, doing all the live coverage, the chopper shots, the drones in the air, all the reporters on boats or on the... It really was an amazing event. The image of all of those boats from the air at Armature Works going down the Hillsborough River, heading to Sparkman, it really was an incredible sight and made me incredibly proud to be here in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, we asked people to give the boats a 50-foot space. Clearly, that wasn't happening.
That didn't happen.
Very respectful.
Yeah.
You know, but they were very respectful, and it worked out. It was a, you know, how do you win a Super Bowl and not celebrate?
100%. And we're on the phone with Tampa Police Chief Brian Dugan. Brian, what if... And I don't know if you saw this happen, but I'm sure you saw the replay afterward. When Tom Brady tossed the Lombardi Trophy over about 15 or 20 feet of Hillsborough River, what if the Lombardi Trophy fell into the river? Would you have authorized and quickly called the TPD dive team to come retrieve it?
We would have had to. We wouldn't have a choice. You know, it was like we were worried about the Stanley Cup falling, and at least that was bigger, you know. And I was worried more about what Gronk was going to do. I talked to Gronk before the parade. It was interesting. I actually met Gronk the very first day he came to Tampa. I met him at Forbici Restaurant in Hyde Park,
yep.
And we had lunch. He wanted to meet the chief of police for some reason. So I was more worried what he might do yesterday, and I thought he was very well behaved for him.
Chief, that's great.
I got to ask you, so what did you see or hear? We've seen all the highlights, the Gronk twerking and the throwing of the Lombardi trophy. Did you see or hear anything that really stuck in your mind that'll always be a memory from that day that was kind of crazy that maybe we've missed in all the photos?
For me, the biggest thing was the start of the parade where it was just chaotic. I mean, and everybody was organized chaos, and you're trying to get everybody in the proper order, and it was just impossible. And that's when finally I just made the call, start the parade.
Start the parade. All right, so the headline here is no major issues, no arrests.
Correct.
And just a whole lot of fun celebrating a Super Bowl win with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
There's no doubt. It was a great day for our city and a great time for everybody that was there.
Awesome. I thought that it was incredible. That all the images I saw on television, it was just fabulous to watch it. And that's great to hear. Chief Brian Dugan, Tampa Police Chief, great to have you back on the MJ Morning Show. Thanks for the recap.
All righty. Thank you.
All right, buddy. See you later. What if it was Gronk wanted to meet the chief of police?
That's pretty cool, actually.
It's interesting.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
I'm watching TV yesterday. Roxanne is looking at me like, "What? Where's this going?" Well, I'm going to tell you where it's going. This commercial comes on. Jimmy J.J. Walker's doing some kind of, I don't know, Medicare commercial. Listen to this.
Hi, I'm Jimmy J.J. Walker. If you're on Medicare, listen to this. I call the 1-800 number to see what extra Medicare benefits I could get.
So they got to do a Medicare commercial of sorts, right?
Hi, I'm Jimmy J.J. Walker.
All right, so
how does he look?
He looks like Jimmy J.J. Walker.
He's always looked identical.
He looks the same, just a little bit older. So then, at the end of the commercial, he does this. Let me stop this. At the end of the commercial, he does this.
That's $1,200 a year added to my Social Security check. And I was like, dynamite.
What?
At the end of the commercial, he drops his famous catchphrase, dynamite.
That's $1,200 a year added to my Social Security check. And I was like, dynamite.
I flipped out. I start yelling at the television set. Michelle's like, what are you yelling at? Why are you losing it? I'm yelling. I'm screaming at the television set. I'm yelling top of my lungs. You son of a... And it's all because of the end of the Medicare commercial that Jimmy J.J. Walker's doing.
That's $1,200 a year added to my Social Security check. And I was like, dynamite.
So why did
dynamite
set me off like
dynamite?
Yeah. Why did it set? Because there's a Roxanne, there's a story.
Okay.
Jimmy J.J. Walker, this is what, maybe 12 years ago?
No. This is 20 years ago.
Is it that long ago?
This might be from the 90s.
All right. Jimmy J.J. Walker was in our studio in Tampa. He was in the building. Because he was hired to do a talk show for one of the Clear Channel stations back in the day.
Dynamite Hour.
He was hired to do a talk show. Seriously, was it L.A.? It might have been Los Angeles. It might have been one of the, maybe KFI or something. Mm. He was hired to do a talk show, and for whatever reason, he was in Tampa. So he needed to do the talk show from our studios.
He was traveling. He was also a working comic.
That's right. And he was also doing comedy. He might
doing
have been
like side splitters.
You're right. I think he might have been doing side splitters. So Jimmy J.J. Walker, the Dynamite guy, good times. He's in the studio and we asked him to come down to the radio show and say hi. So he comes down. He's smiling. And then we're talking, hey, what have you been doing? Hey, I'm doing a radio talk show now. And then I said, hey, do me a favor. Give me the dynamite. Give me, Jimmy. And he wouldn't do it. And he clams up. He says, I'm not doing that anymore.
Well, how awkward for you to ask him anyway.
Well, how is it awkward to ask him to do
Dynamite?
Personally, for you?
He flips out on us. He walks in the middle of the interview. He walks out of the studio because I asked him to go Dynamite.
Oh, that's right. It was an interview.
It was an interview.
I thought you were saying that you were just talking to him in the hallway.
No.
Because I remember an interview.
No, we were on the air.
Yeah, okay.
How did you ask him?
We
asked him. He said, just do it.
It was an ID. You said, Hey, listen, Jimmy, say, hey, listen to the MJ Morning Show. This is really Dynamite.
Right. He was in our studio. He was doing his other radio show, or he was recording something, and he was in the building. We grab him during one of his breaks. He comes down to our studio.
That's right.
I'm talking to him, and then I ask him, hey, can you do Dynamite? And then he flips out.
Did you say the MJ Morning Show is Dynamite?
Now, this is actually from the show, Coop? All right, this is actual audio from Good Times. Listen.
Dynamite!
That's
used to kill.
Yeah.
Absolutely kill.
Oh, the audience, because it was filmed before a studio
Listen
audience.
Listen to the audience. They're going insane.
From Television City in Hollywood.
That Dynamite sounds different than the Medicare Dynamite.
But, well, it's
50 years older.
It's not quite as robust.
Dynamite!
He flips out. He runs out of the studio, and now he's doing a Medicare commercial where they probably said, listen, we're not going to pay you. First of all, he's probably homeless right now.
No. My life isn't dynamite.
Hang on. They probably said to him, listen, we're not going to hire you and pay you to do this commercial unless you say dynamite. So this guy, he short shrifts us. He flips out, walks out of the studio live on the air because I asked him to do dynamite.
If you would have paid him, he would have done it.
And now he's doing dynamite in a TV commercial.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
The Roxanne retaliatory rap for Fester.
Chatting on air with the boys the other day, Fester lifts up my sleeve and says,
what the hey?
Girl, you got brown dots all over your arm. You've been rolling in mud at a pig farm. Then he says, snap, I know what went awry. A chocolate chip factory explosion. Did you almost die from the chocolate chip shrapnel that coated your limb? I said, Fester, shut up. You are so dim. All the PC crowd is coming after you. He says, what's up? What did I do? Well, it ain't cool to talk about skin tone. And that's why I'm here, to pick that bone. You see, back in the 90s, I made mistakes. Boats, bikinis, jet skis, lakes, baby oil, iodine, my potion in a cup. I wanted to be tan, so I oiled up. I'm a cautionary tale with trail dust. Learn from me. Sunscreen is a must. But let's talk about what's really going on. Fester's food obsession is coming on strong. He sees the world through a food-colored lens. He wants to eat my arm, but he thinks we're friends. His chocolate chip comment didn't mean to be rude. Just reflection and projection of his hangry mood. He's a cartoon character whose friends turn into food. If he's salivating, watch out, dude. Just always remember when he's staring at you, all he sees is a big plate of gobber goo.
In your face.
Hit your fat face, Fester. All right.
Is it gabagoo or gabagool?
I have so much I've got to say.
Folks, I have surprisingly little.
All right. Coop, our producer, wants to weigh in on the rap. Coop?
Fester, you got serves, boy.
Your face.
You got serves.
Sure, Roxy, is this the beginning of more and more hits like that?
Well, I mean, Grizzle Records wants to sign me.
I don't want to make that one and done, okay?
We just can't.
Yeah, you can't make that one and done.
I was feeling myself towards the end of it. I was like, okay, I can do this rap thing.
I don't want to know about what you do in your personal time, in the studio. I mean,
A rebuttal? Response? Anything? You just got smashed, even though the song was 98% about Roxanne. There was 2% of it where she ripped on you.
I mean, Roxanne did take a substantial amount of real estate on that song and talk about her poor skin choices of the 90s, which confused me
which
at first.
Is odd in a diss record, but
I mean, but okay,
you gain sympathy.
At the end of the day, I'm flattered. I think to be the subject of this song.
Usually, in a diss record, you concentrate on the dissee, which would be Fester, not yourself.
Well, boys, what do we learn from this?
You can't rap.
I honest to God don't know what we've learned from it.
You make me cough.
You're not the only funny ones in the room. I just happen to not be funny until 25 minutes after the show.
When's your next appointment?
Hold on. Did you just say that you're not funny until 25 minutes after the show?
Let me rephrase. I'm really funny 25 minutes after the show.
That's not good for job security. I gotta be honest.
She gets in the car and she just starts slinging jokes.
I'm the funniest when I'm driving home in my car by myself.
Dude, so am I. That's
actually,
no joke.
Roxanne, I thought you did a very nice job.
Roxanne. Big, big round of applause.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Yeah, that's right, DJ Scrizzle, Scrizzle, hooking it up. What's up? It's the Biscuit Show. Hanging out, my name is Biscuit, a former celebrity bodyguard, man. I used to work with everybody under the sun, players, you know what I'm saying? But now I'm hosting a radio show, and it's a very special time of the year, man. It's Biscuit's favorite time of the year because... it's Halloween time, you heard me. And on the line, we've got a clairvoyant. Are you there, sir?
Yes. Hi, good morning.
It says here you're a clairvoyant and some sort of psychic, right?
Yeah, that is true, yes. I am a psychic or clairvoyant. You could call it either one.
This is kind of crazy. I mean, it's perfect for Halloween, you know what I'm saying? Because you're sort of creepy and mysterious and kind of scary, you know what I'm saying? I mean, how the hell do you see in the future?
Well, you know, it's just something that that I was born with, and fortunately I've been able to use it for good, I think.
Oh, no, listen, I was talking about how coming up we're going to have a psychic on the Biscuit Show, and we got some phone calls lined up on the air, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking maybe we could take some phone calls, you can give them some psychic advice, you know, is that possible to do over the phone?
That's absolutely possible, I'd be happy to do so.
So if you guys want to know your psychic future... call up the Biscuit Show. You know the number. We got a call here on line 33. Is that right, Scrizzle, Scrizzle? All right, Ty, let me check it out. Line 33, it says Donald is on the line, and he has a string of bad luck. What's up, Donald?
Yes, hello, Biscuit. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Donald, like you said, and is the psychic medium there?
Yes, good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, I've got to be honest, I'm not... so good. I'm calling because I'm, as you could tell, I'm an elderly man, and I've been having quite a string of bad luck lately. A few things. My grandson was arrested a few days ago, and he always helped me get around the house, you know, because I'm an elderly man, and now he's locked up, and it's really affecting me, you know. I'm really sad about it. And it's hard to get around the house. I mean, do you see any positivity in my future? Because I don't feel like there is.
Oh, sir, of course I do. You know, first of all, you have to realize that that's not a reflection of bad luck on you, something that's happening to your son, although unfortunately you are having to deal with the repercussions. Well, but, you know, I'm getting a really great and positive vibe from what's going to be happening.
Really?
Yes, sir, absolutely. I would say you need to just... focus your positive energy toward the next few days, and
okay.
I think that some things are going to be turning around for you.
Wow, that's fantastic news, because, you know, I live in a big two-story house, and without my grandson around, it's very hard to get, you know, to be mobile. My rascal broke down a couple weeks ago, so it's very difficult, as you could probably imagine.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, take caution and care, but I think
yes.
that as long as you start gearing yourself towards some more positive energy over the next few days, then I think that you're going to see some things majorly changing for yourself.
Oh, fantastic. You know, like, for example, like right now I'm trying to get down my stairs, and it's very difficult without my grandson here. So it's fantastic that you really see the future's bright for me.
Absolutely.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I have no reason to believe that there's anything negative coming your way.
Oh, that is fantastic. Oh, shit.
Hello? Sir, are you there?
Yo, hello, man. What the hell was that?
Hello, sir?
Please, I fell.
Yo, man, I think you just fell down the stairs, man. What happened?
Hello, sir. Donald, did you really fall down the stairs?
My legs.
Hello?
Please, I can't move. Help.
Man, you a fake-ass clairvoyant, man. I just had an old man fall talking to you about, and you saying he's going to have a positive future, and he busts his ass, and then what happened?
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Why do you have alcohol in your house if you don't drink it?
We have a cupboard underneath the countertop where we have all the bottles in. And Allison's cleaning out the kitchen, just going through crap that we don't ever use. And she's like, we got to get rid of it. Just get rid of stuff we don't. That's the 2021 mantra around the house. Just get rid of stuff we aren't using. And she says, Dominic, we have all these alcohol bottles here. You never drink them.
Are they?
Who's Dominic?
That's his real
name. No, they're unopened.
No, my wife doesn't. The homeless vagrant that lives in their garage.
My wife doesn't call me Fester around the house.
Yeah.
She calls me Jackass. But she says, we got to get rid of some of these bottles. I was like, well, which ones? Like, they mean something to me. Yeah. They don't. She goes, anything that's opened, I'm going to throw away. And there was like, you know, maybe that much, like 6 inches of a vodka bottle or this or that. But I haven't touched them in years.
Right.
And she goes, you have a bunch of unopened bottles. I go, don't throw those away. Like they're worth anything
to
me.
So you brought them to the office?
She goes, well,
hey, I've got a confession to make. We have a morning show office. I've never been in the office. Fester, you use the office.
Predominantly. It's really just Fester's office.
It's just Fester's office.
I keep my headphones in there.
It's Froggy's headphones.
Right.
They made a big desk and a midget desk. And I told Froggy day one, you get the midget desk. And he just keeps his headphones there. And all of his Scrizzle stunt stuff is in the office.
Right. It's all crammed in the corner.
all of his stunt crap?
Yeah, there's like broken garbage cans.
Eight bottles of top shelf stuff, I think.
Yeah, but if you opened it a long time ago.
Not open.
These are all the unopened bottles.
Oh, these are the unopened ones are here.
Yeah.
Oh, so the open ones you threw away.
You should go through some of them.
And then, is there anything I'm going to want in there?
There's a bottle of Bullet whiskey.
A bottle, so it's the Bullet bourbon, so it's the orange label, right?
Yeah. I'm going to go get it?
I'll take that. Yeah, I'd make old fashions with the Bullet.
Well, I'm not giving these away.
Well, hold on. What, are you going to sell them?
No, I'm keeping them in the office until the show drives me to drink.
Sorry.
Oh my God!
I'm bringing in the booze, baby.
All right, Froggy,
be careful,
dude. Careful, dude. You can't carry that much.
Oh my God! I almost dropped them.
You gotta drop those things and smash.
And with a sweater, they're slipping off. Whoa.
Dude,
all right,
dude,
that's a lot of bourbon.
Oh my God!
Look at this good stuff.
I feel like we're at the Kentucky Derby.
All right, this is the MJ Morning Show. This is Q105. And my God, am I going to be able to get to my early?
Yeah, look at this bottle.
Oh, that's a nice bottle of Bullet. That's a $29-$32 bottle of bourbon Bullet.
You got a good amount of money here.
Bullet bourbon right there.
Yeah. Well,
hold on a minute. So, am I going to be able to get to my early morons in the news or what?
After a drink? Come on, baby. Let's do some shots.
So, let's loosen up a little bit.
This just came up on the show that Allison threw out any open bottles of booze at Fester's house. Allison is Fester's wife. And Fester brought all of the full unopened bottles here to the radio station and put them.
Look at this. He's got some tequila.
Look at all this stuff.
So she says to me, she goes, listen, I'm just going to donate the unopened bottles. I go, to who? The Salvation Army?
Homeless people?
You can't donate liquor to the Salvation Army.
And I was like, no, I'll keep it.
They don't take booze.
Could you imagine just walking up to a homeless person going, here you go, buddy, and just give them this?
Oh, my God. So what are we, Froggy, give me an inventory of what Fester brought in.
All right, so in my hand is the Bullet bourbon?
Yeah, Bullet bourbon. Yes, it's a fifth. It's a 750 bottle of Bullet bourbon. That's a good start. I'll use that to make it old-fashioned.
And this was a gift by my close friend Basil, who gave me Jim Beam's Distiller's Cut.
I'll try that. I'm, you know.
I'm just going to take all of it.
When you come over? Come on. I have a smaller bottle of Woodford Reserve.
I like Woodford Reserve.
And then I have another gift. I believe this is a Jamaican rum, Appleton Estates.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Sure. Okay.
Oh,
absolutely.
This is a Canadian whiskey. That's
what I'm
talking
about. You should have saved that rum for your ice cream.
Which one is that?
Gibson's Irish, Canadian whiskey. I'm sorry, Gibson's Canadian whiskey.
Okay,
I've heard of that as well.
And then, this
God.
Is a
look at that bottle.
Resposado. Tequila.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at that.
So it's like, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 bottles that my wife was going to throw out or donate. I was like, no. I'll take, where are you going to bring it? I'm going to bring it to work. They're going to think you're a drunk.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hey, folks, do you have nomophobia? Are you a basket case? I wonder if we can get some calls from people that are really, like, you know, psycho over this. Nomophobia, do you have this issue? All right? 800-990-1047. Nomophobia, the fear of losing your phone, being detached from your cell phone. Let's grab... if you want to get in, folks... grab your phone. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Melissa's in Bradenton. Hey, Melissa, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
We are well. Thanks for calling, Melissa. What's up?
So I have 3 kids, 8, 14, and 15. And as a form of punishment, if you make bad grades, if you're mean to your siblings, if you don't do what's asked of you, you get your phone taken away. We don't allow phones at the table. We don't allow them in the restaurant. And when we take phones away from the teenagers, they literally have full-blown crying, snot coming out of their nose, dramatic meltdowns. What am I going to do? Oh, my God, I can't make it.
Melissa, it's like we're bad enough, but I think our kids are even worse. What have we done? What kind of electronic dependent monsters have we created?
Exactly. Like when you completely melt down because you're not going to have a phone for a day or an hour at the dinner table, it's completely different. We were, you know, when we grew up, it was go outside, play, have a good time, be a kid, go.
Man, we were riding our bikes. You know, after school, we were out riding bikes and building BMX tracks and vacant lots, and we didn't come home until the sun went down.
Yeah, that was our alarm clock. Like, that was our get home. If the lights come on, you better get your butt home. And now they're just glued to their phones.
Yeah, by the way, Scott Greenhalgh's mom used to have a triangle. She used to go out on the front porch with a triangle and go ding, 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 ding.
To dinner bell.
Yeah, she really did that.
Hey, Amish farm.
They had a horse and buggy. Man, I'm choking up over here, Frog. Hey, Melissa, thanks for the call.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
You too. Hey, Denise. Denise is in Clearwater. Denise, you're on the MJ Morning Show, Q105. Hi.
Hey, yeah.
Tell us about nomophobia in your life.
You know, let me tell you, I wonder if it really is a phobia if everybody has it. I know that lady was just talking about she puts her phones away, but take her phone away and see what happens, you know. It's like I think everybody has this phobia, and it's a shame, but it's actually kind of funny. You guys are hilarious this morning, but the phones and the electronics, everything, everybody has a phobia to everything.
No, it is, and especially with the phones, if you misplace it, we're so attached to these stupid things that, you know, you get that pit. If you can't find your phone, you get that pit feeling in your stomach, and it's like the blood drains out of you quickly, and you get lightheaded for a second. And then my wife, again, Michelle makes fun of me because I'm doing like the crazy Coco the Gorilla padding, like I'm George on Seinfeld. Where's my phone? Oh my God. And she's like, lose your phone. And sometimes she'll hide it for me just to see me do the panic. Michelle will torment me sometimes.
Okay. You talk about hiding. I have to bring this up. Is it a phobia or is it an addiction? I'm not going to name a name, but I knew
it's
someone right who was addicted to painkillers. When I started to suspect that they were, I hid their bottle, and they did the same kind of pat that we do when we lose our phone.
Really? With like Vicodin or,
yes,
or like Oxys or what?
Right, Vicodin.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you, I have turned my phone off several times just saying I'm going to go a couple of days without it. Forget it.
Oh, jeez. Hey, thank you, Denise. You know before, but thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
And thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show. Well, there you have it.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
Two people arrested in Memphis. Why? They fired shots at a Tennessee Burger King because of a spicy chicken sandwich confrontation. All right, so what the hell happened?
Well, was it too spicy?
Yep.
Was it not spicy enough?
Hang on. Cops were called to the store. This was at a Burger King. Cops were called to the Memphis Burger King. Two people injured. Others were obviously in the line of fire. According to witnesses, Keona Halliburton was involved in an argument with Burger King employees regarding a chicken sandwich. She and Tavares McKinney drove away but came back to the parking lot a couple of minutes later. And that's when they started firing shots. Just blasting shots at the Burger King. All four witnesses identified McKinney and Halliburton to cops as the individuals responsible. They were arrested, charged with four counts of attempted first-degree murder and employment of a firearm with intent to commit a felony. This guy McKinney, it turns out, has an extensive criminal background, includes 9 cases, 10 warrants, charged with other violent crimes, including aggravated assault, kidnapping, domestic assault. Why the hell is this guy even on the street?
All these details are lost on me.
All right, well,
what was it about the chicken sandwich that sparked the shooting?
I'm about to tell you. Too spicy.
Really?
You order a spicy chicken sandwich and you start blasting Burger King because the sandwich is too spicy.
And clearly they told the investigators that. How else would they know?
Well, during the investigation, those details came out, Roxanne. You would be 100% correct.
You know, more importantly than telling the investigators, they told the clerk at Burger King they wanted the spicy sandwich. You know, when Burger King says you can have it your way, they mean it. You want it spicy? It's going to be freaking spicy.
Too spicy. And they're firing shots at Burger King.
Have it your way, Burger King.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Whoa. What do you mean?
Back remember the old intern we caught drinking because he was a... And then he broke down and started crying?
Whoa. I forgot this story. Hold on a minute.
What's his name?
This is back over at FLZ. What year is this?
This is 2007.
Look at Coop. Coop is like hanging on every word over there.
I'm very invested in this conversation. Our investor drove him to rehab, I think.
Wait a second. All right, hold on. Refresh my memory.
We had an intern, and I think his first name was Dustin.
Right.
And you had a thing with the CNN medical reporter Sanjay Gupta.
Oh, I just love the name. Sanjay Gupta? Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
hey, that was his name.
Hey, do we have that sound effect? Can you find that?
Just Sanjay Gupta?
I have an ISO. I think it's of that slob Michael Moore saying Sanjay Gupta. I think I have that audio bite here somewhere. So I love the name Sanjay Gupta. And we always gave nicknames to our interns. And back during the FLZ days, we had an unbelievable cadre of interns. We had probably at any given time, on any given semester, we had college interns numbering in what, a dozen maybe?
So much content.
Every semester there's a dozen. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's fair.
We had a ton of interns, and one of them, a guy named Dustin, and I just named him Sanjay Gupta. I just wanted to name a male intern Sanjay Gupta.
I think even like 2 weeks before you got there, you even said the next male intern will be named Sanjay Gupta. He had no say in the matter.
All right, so what happened? Tell me about him drinking.
We caught him drinking behind the radio station.
Joey B. No, he was in the office. Joey B. had some Budweisers in the office, and he was shotgunning. You know how he shotgun a beer?
Yes.
He go, I walk in the office, and he was like this going.
So sucking the bottle down.
Sucking down a tall boy.
Right, so this is an intern that's pilfering and drinking Joey B's stash?
And he is just, I mean, he's not drinking it. He's shotgunning it, I'm thinking, just to get it down real quick. And I'm like, Sanjay, what the hell are you doing?
My God.
And then Fester comes in, and then he breaks down in front of Fester.
I'm like, dude, you can't do this during the, I mean, I wasn't too hard on him, but I was kind of busting his chops more in a comedic way. He's like, what are you doing, man?
And then he broke down and started crying?
I was like, I'm sorry, I'm an alcoholic. I can't control it.
That's sad.
I know, then it got really serious all of a sudden. I'm like, okay, calm down. Everything's fine. You're going to call the police? You're going to fire me? I'm like, no. We're going to get you help. Well, I don't know what to say.
Professor helped him because didn't he go to the army and all that?
He said, I need you. Go to AA. I was like, okay, because I have nobody to go with, Fester.
You drove Sanjay Gupta to an AA meeting?
I sat through the AA meeting with him. He had to stand up and say, hi, my name is Sanjay. And I'm like,
no, he didn't say his name is Sanjay.
Did you have to say you were one too?
No, I was there.
He was there.
I was there in support.
Okay.
I was there in support. And then after a couple of weeks, he started feeling better and he cut back on his booze and he goes, what can I do to get my life straight? And I told him to join the army and he did.
Well, that's a great story.
Oh my God.
He's better than ever.
He's probably a general now.
I know, right?
He's a brigadier general.
He's at CENTCOM.
No, he sent us pictures a couple years later of him like in his army stuff and he looked all healthy. I'm like, look at Sanjay. Fester's just like,
that's great.
He's a softy.
He's like, what should I do, Fester? I'm like, I don't know, join the army? Okay. And he left and he joined the army. And never saw him again.
Be all that you can be.
Join the army. Okay.
Oh, man, Koopa's on the floor over there.
Oh, my God. I just pictured General Gupta or something.
He's got the name patch, you know.
Yeah.
Gupta.
Sergeant Gupta.
Yes, aye.
Oh, my God.
The MJ Morning Show podcast.
The blindfold is going on Roxanne's eyes right now.
Okay, and Froggy, you don't have to put it that tight.
All right, Froggy, how many items are there?
Three items.
There are three. Can you get on a microphone?
My nose. There are three items.
He slammed himself in the nose with a microphone.
It's the horrors of having a big nose.
All right, three items for Roxanne to identify in the Froggy Mystery Box of Intrigue. Are you ready for item number one, Roxanne?
I'm ready, but I don't even know where the microphone is.
It's right in front of you.
Microphone's right there. Don't hit her in the face with the microphone.
Right. Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't break her nose like Marsha.
Still hit her in the tooth, I think. Are you okay?
What are you trying to give her, a Marsha Brady broken nose?
I'm going to ruin your
TV
career.
Come on, stop it.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go.
All right, lifting up the sheet. Item number one.
Item number one is in the box.
All right, feel it.
I know exactly what this is.
All right, hang on.
All right, what is it? Because I got to look now and see.
I have children.
Okay.
This is, wait.
What?
Okay, it feels mushy and gushy.
Yep.
It could be gummy bears. It could be Swedish fish kind of things, gummy worms.
Whoa! Yes!
See, that's how you do it.
Whoa.
That's how you do it.
Take them out, look at them. See,
wow. All right, so you can lift up your...
I can peek.
You can peek real quick.
There you go. That look
was
at that.
A plate of rainbow-colored gummy worms. You are 100% right. Folks, this is the Froggy Mystery Box of Intrigue.
Item number two.
Here we go. Last night, putting my hands on the stove with the burners on. Okay, go ahead.
All right, here we go. This is the second item. The blindfold is on. Roxanne can't see the second item going into the box. And, I'm seeing it now for the very first time.
All right.
Take your hand out. Okay. Take your hand. Okay. It's in place. Now stick your hand in.
Mystery.
Ooh, I know what this is.
Identify.
I know what this is.
Identify.
It's the inside of someone's brain.
No, really. What is it?
I know. It's pasta.
No!
Specifically, just spaghetti.
Yes!
Cooked spaghetti.
That is fantastic. You are now 2 for 2. That is fantastic.
Is this, you want to look at it?
Okay.
All right, take a look at the spaghetti.
There's the spaghetti.
Okay.
Okay, good.
So there you go.
Oh, that was a big plate.
Roxanne has got...
Oh, my God. I just spilled the whole thing of spaghetti.
Roxanne, you dropped the spaghetti on the stove. Oh, my God. It's a mess. All right, so Roxanne has gotten 2 out of 2.
All right.
Now...
You get this, you win.
All right, let's go. Here's the third one. If you get this, you win a brand new car. You win. This is the maiden voyage, folks. Froggy's mystery box of intrigue. The third. Oh my God! All right, fantastic. All right, here is the final item.
All right, now wait.
For Roxanne. Okay. Don't.
Hey, this is, you're gonna have to get a big handful and really get in there and feel this.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we got 4 microphones, and Froggy's like 10 feet away from every microphone. All right. So, all right, what is it?
Okay.
This is like, it kind of feels like ground beefish. Like it feels, but it's blobbly.
Like,
Froggy, if this is a moon jellyfish, I'm going to be very, but it's like grainy.
So you think what feels like ground beef?
Yeah, it feels kind of ground beef with bubbly stuff in it.
Get a real good feel of this. I mean, maybe, you know.
Grab some of that.
Grab some of it and sure, maybe grab a handful.
It's kind of gritty, gritty, grain beefy.
On the mic.
What is this?
Is that an 80-20 ground beef, by the way?
Just take a guess.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to say like pasta. I'm going to say spaghetti sauce with tomatoes, like bubbly tomatoes.
No, that's not
pasta
correct.
Pasta with tomato sauce?
No.
Pasta sauce with tomatoes and ground beef.
All right. I should miss that one. You're going to have to take a big handful, and look at it.
All right. So take it out, pull it through the hole in your hand, and then lift up your
up
your blindfold and see what you have.
Jesus Christ! What are you doing? Roxanne, what are you doing?
Oh my God!
It's freaking worms, dude.
They're night crawlers.
God, Roxanne, what are you doing? Don't throw it at me. God, look at me.
They're night crawlers. So we had gummy worms, we had spaghetti, and then a whole plate full of night crawlers that Froggy got at the bait and tackle shop.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Help you.
Oh, thank God you've answered. Is this car insurance?
Yes, it is.
I need to be covered immediately.
Okay, well, do you already have insurance now with us?
No, I don't. In fact, I don't have any coverage whatsoever, and I've just been involved in a car accident. I'm in the vehicle right now. I'm pinned, and the rescue squad is on the way.
I don't...
Hold on a minute. Here they come. Hold on a minute. Here comes the rescue squad. Do you hear them?
Yes, I do.
Hold on. Okay, the rescue squad has just arrived. I need to get insurance immediately.
I can't get you insurance without you being present here in the office.
I need to insure my 1989 Lincoln Mercury Grand Marquis. It's gold.
I'm sorry, but I cannot insure your vehicle right now while it's involved in an accident.
I need to insure it immediately because I ran into some type...
I cannot.
What?
That is the law. I cannot.
I ran into a bus, and I think it's a gasoline tanker truck.
Well, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do for you. I can transfer you to my quote line. You can get a quote.
What does Amoco sell?
Who? Amoco Gasoline.
Yes, that's what I just ran into. I'm stuck in the vehicle, and I'm waiting for the... Oh, here comes the firefighter now. Hold on for 1 minute.
Sir, just please remain calm. We're going to get you out of here as soon as possible.
Okay.
Captain, we need the jaws of life, please.
Oh, well, what are the jaws of life?
They have to cut you out of the car.
Okay, I'm okay. The car is just wrapped around me like I'm in a cocoon.
Well, why are you calling to get insurance? Why aren't you calling your family members to come and get you at this accident?
Hold on a sec. The firefighter's coming back to me.
Don't move now. We're going to put this neck collar on you.
Okay, yes.
Stay still. Sir, please, don't move.
I won't move. Okay, they're putting a neck collar on me. Okay. All right, so what do I have to do? I have to give you my Visa or MasterCard number?
No, sir, I am unable to give you insurance right now.
I just happened to have the Yellow Pages in my car at the time of the accident, and I'm calling you. It says low, low down payments, easy monthly payments, regardless of driving record.
I am unable to insure you by law.
I'll slip you $100 just
back. That's not worth my job.
Just backdate it.
It's not worth my job.
Because right now I think we're looking at serious damage to my vehicle and the bus that I hit, as well as the gasoline tanker truck.
I am very
sorry. Could you put the cell phone down, please?
Yes, I'm
please,
putting...
put it down.
I'm putting the phone down.
Put it down now.
I'm putting the phone down.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait, can you hear the fireman?
I can hear.
I'll pay 5 times the amount. I'm in a twisted, mangled mess.
I cannot help you. You're going to have to call somebody else. I cannot help you. I apologize.
Well, can I come back later today after I'm extracted from the vehicle?
Yes, but I can't cover you for the damages.
Hold on a minute. I have a few more questions, but they're starting to rip the roof off.
I really think that you need to call your family members.
No, I don't have any family members. They're all bastards and they left me. Hold on a minute. They're taking the roof off. Hold on.
He's talking to me.
Hold on a minute. They're taking the roof off. I can't hear you. Hold on.
Off the car.
Taking the roof off my car now. Hang on. All right, hold on. They're grinding metal. Can you hear me? Hello?
I'm here. I cannot help you.
I need insurance. Okay, the roof is off.
All right, well, okay. You need to call Progressive or somebody else. Call 1-800.
Call what? 1-800 what?
Auto Pro. What? AUTOPRO.
Why can't you help me?
They won't be able to help you either.
Hello?
I'm sorry, but I cannot help you. I wish I could.
I have extensive damage. It looks like the Amoco gasoline truck is totaled, and I hit a bus.
There's nothing I can do for you. I wish there was.
The bus is flipped over.
It doesn't matter what's wrong right now. I cannot help you. I cannot provide you with auto insurance for this accident.
I've got to have a cigarette. I'm feeling very nervous.
I bet you are.
Hold on.
Sir, you hit a gasoline truck.
Yes.
Please, don't light the cigarette.
No, I got to have it.
Do not light that cigarette.
No, I got it.
Don't light that cigarette.
I got to have the cigarette.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Go ahead and intro your song.
His song is called Certified Todd Schnitt.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
That's the name of it?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And it's about your Instagram. So that's all you really need to know.
All right.
It'll be available for download. As you know, I got signed by YouTube, so it'll be on
YouTube. All right. Here it is.
I hate your stupid Instagram. It makes me wanna puke. Shut it down already, man. Nobody gives a flying crap about your boiled rice. And we don't care about the way you make your shaved ice. Not to mention your obsession with your ice cream. I let it go for too long, now it's time to get mean. Your IG lies about the sunrises are super lame, but not as boring as talking about airplanes. Your Instagram is so boring, it makes me wanna cry. I'd rather shove a couple needles into both my eyes. Oh wow, he's making fried fish tonight. I'd rather watch a couple midgets in a fist fight. MJ, your IG makes me really mad.
and your content is nothing short of just sad. So shut it down, close it down right now, and redo it when you find someone to show you how to post some videos that are entertaining. Your Instagram sucks, now I swear I'm done complaining. Just kidding, I have a little more to say. This diss track can only end in one way. We all know his name is Certified Todd Schnitt, but your Instagram is Certified Dog.
What?
Wow. Oh my God.
Oh, no.
How many explosions do you have at the end of this thing? You are so. People love my Instagram at Certified Todd Schnitt.
No, that's the name of the new hit song. Certified Todd Schnitt. And did you like the ending?
Yeah, it was great.
Certified Dog Bleed.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
All right, that'll be available for download later today.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Lyrical genius.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Roxanne, are you chastising me here? Are you?
This is all your fault.
And Doug,
I find one person to blame.
And Doug, your fiance, who we call Big Doug, he's not thrilled with me either.
No, I actually blamed you. He blamed me, and then I blamed you.
All right, so is this from your daughter listening to the radio?
It very well could be. I think so.
But also, are you also blaming me because you're saying that
it's an effect you're having on me?
My use of this is rubbing off on you
subconsciously.
At home.
So you're using this particular verbiage at home.
And I've never used this verbiage. It's never been a go-to. But now apparently it is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the MJ Morning Show. I am MJ. I'm about to get dressed down by Roxanne. And listen, I can take it. What's the problem? Spell it out.
Here's how it started. Yeah. The other night, we were seeing off a relative, and my daughter likes to walk everybody out. She heard a noise in the bushes at night, and I said, "Ooh, it must be a snake."
Your daughter's 3.5, right?
She's 3.5. She just turned 4, actually.
Oh, no. Well, why you say she's 3.5?
Because I forgot, okay?
Your daughter's 4 now, right?
She's 4.
Okay.
The other one, I have no idea how old she is. Do not ask
me. You're saying goodbye to friends. You're outside in front of the house. And
yes, and so then she hears what she thinks is a snake. So then the next time we go outside...
Wait a minute. What sound does a snake make?
Well, I told her it was a snake just to scare her. Make a hiss.
You try... Like a rustling sound?
A rustling sound.
So you're trying to scare your 4-year-old?
I'm trying to scare her into being afraid to go outside of the house at night. Isn't that a good idea?
Right,
yeah,
so
great idea.
It's a serial killer, honey.
You're
don't,
poor kid.
Don't go outside the house at dusk.
Your 4-year-old daughter introduced a new vocabulary word.
So here's
where
she did.
All right, what'd she do?
So the next day she goes... She walks out, she goes, "Mama, you think that snake is still out here?" And I said, "I don't know." She goes, "We need to scare the crap out of him." Scare the crap out of the snake, okay? And I tried to stifle my laughter, and I didn't make a mention of it. So then Doug says to me the other day, where he comes in from the patio with her, and they had been looking at her shark book. She's obsessed with the sharks.
Right.
And she says, "Dada, I bet you that shark would scare the crap out of you." And he comes in, he's like, Roxanne,
honey, listen, I was out in the patio with my daughter and she sure is using the word crap a lot.
And now she's been saying, oh crap. Just, and this is not me.
This is new. When did this start?
Within the last 2 weeks.
All right. So she's now using crap.
Yes.
A lot. She's 4 years old.
And it's not going to go over well at her nice school that she goes to. They're not supposed to use potty language. Bathroom words.
Now, crap is one of my favorite words.
I know it is. It was never a favorite word of mine, but now it's just around.
We got a lot of crap coming up on the show today.
So, yeah.
Is your daughter listening to the show, or are you taking it home just by being around us?
Both.
So you're using the word crap.
Double crap.
Hey, guess what? I think it's much less me saying the word crap occasionally on the show. I think Roxanne is blaming me because I do use the word, and it's now rubbing off on Roxanne. Roxanne has picked up the word from me. Roxanne is using the word, and hence her now 4-year-old daughter has picked up the word. So it's crap this, crap that, crap. Any complaints from school yet?
Not yet, but I'm sure there will be. But the only good thing is I think I'm using that word more now because I hang around you and because it's better than the word I normally use. I've replaced it. You know, so I've actually...
Right, so crap is not a curse word.
Compared to...
You actually use the S-bomb?
But I've curtailed that because I have a child.
And tell me about your 4-year-old using the S-bomb or other 4-letter words.
Yeah, no, crap is her word right now. That's... Yeah.
And it's my fault.
It is. So 100% your fault.
It's all my fault.
I've convinced Doug it's your fault.
I'll tell you what's Froggy's fault.
So Doug's angry. Big Doug is angry at me?
He believes me now. I kept telling... He goes, well, you say it all the time. I said, but I say it all the time because MJ says it all the time. Fester says it all the time.
Boy. Shut the crap up. We don't say it all the time.
Roxanne, can I point something out with your kid? The other day, you put a video of your kid pointing out you laid out a bunch of vegetables and fruits.
Yeah.
Your kid called an orange an avocado, and you didn't correct her.
What?
I go, why didn't you correct? She thinks...
No. It was a grapefruit. And she called it an orange. Close enough. Citrus family.
It wasn't an avocado, Frog.
The MJ Morning Show Podcast.
All right, on to Kellyanne Conway's daughter, Claudia Conway. And ABC is getting a lot of crap for exploiting her.
They exploit everybody on these shows.
I know.
Claudia willingly went to this show and said, put me on.
But ABC is like, listen, the family is in, you know, turmoil with George Conway being anti-Trump. The mother, Kellyanne Conway, you know, one of the top campaign advisors for years, and all the stories about her wanting to become emancipated because she hates her parents, and you know, allegations that the mother was abusing her. So ABC is getting a lot of crap for exploiting her.
So the fact that she's gone through all that recently and had, you know, these breakdowns, it feels like, okay, you just want to get attention from this woman who's been having this drama in her life.
Well, that's, you know, what they're trying to do here. I mean, you think they're putting Claudia Conway on? You think if she just showed up, she'd be on the show if she wasn't the Conway daughter? Of course not.
Listen to the singing.
Yeah, how she sounds.
All right, here's the intro.
I'm Claudia Conway. I'm 16. My parents are high-profile political figures.
Yeah, we know.
My mother is Kellyanne Conway. She worked for Donald Trump. And my dad is George Conway. He's a lawyer. He worked against Donald Trump. He's here with me, though.
Wow.
Okay.
It's a lot, but, you know, I only want to spread love, and I love a compromise, and I do agree to disagree with my mom and my dad.
All right, so then she talks more about Kellyanne. You know the producers want this. They want the drama. They want the controversy.
And ready to go, baby? You excited?
Yeah, but I'm really, really nervous.
You should be nervous, honey. It's a very humbling experience. Do you know how many people like you when you were a little girl till now dream of even having the opportunity to...
I want to see Kellyanne and George get into a fight on American Idol. That's what I want to see.
I like the way she talks.
So George took the daughter to Hollywood or wherever the audition was. Where was the audition? I don't think it was. She's going to Hollywood next.
I don't know where the audition was.
Right. So then Claudia was on a Zoom call or something, right? She was on video?
And they had this big wall of video monitors, so Kellyanne was like 40 feet tall.
All right, let me hear this.
And you got me like, oh, what you want from me. And I tried to buy your pretty heart the price too high.
She's not awful.
Wait. Baby, you got me like, oh, oh.
Okay, stop. All right, that song, you lost it.
I did, yeah. I was just a little nervous in my shoes.
That's okay. Take your shoes off.
All right, so she got a little pitchy. Who says that? Was that Randy Jackson? You got a little pitchy.
No, it wasn't Randy Jackson. That was a dead ringer for Randy Jackson, though. Katy Perry.
No, I wasn't saying
that. Back in the day, he used to say.
Back in the day.
I wasn't
calling Katy Perry Randy Jackson.
All right, so,
you know what? I can tell the difference between a skinny white chick and a 300-pound black guy. You know, I can tell the difference.
The judges now are Lionel
Ritchie, Katy Perry, and Conway Twitty.
I've lost track of this whole... Conway Twitty, really?
Yeah, you listen to him. You'll hear him in a second.
It didn't start off bad. It wasn't terrible. Yeah. All right, let me hear the second thing.
Everybody loves the things you do.
Oh.
From the way
you... Was that you, Frog?
To the way you move.
Yes.
Yeah.
And everybody here is watching you.
She's not bad.
No, she sucks.
She's not awful, but guess what? You know
what?
The
worst.
Even if she was marginal, they'd send her to Hollywood because they want the ratings. They want the controversy.
Of course.
Even if she was on the bubble, they'd send her to Hollywood. The producer said, listen, throw a little drama in. Some judges say yes. Some say no. They probably had it all scripted on who was going to say yes and no in order to send her to Hollywood to have the Kellyanne Conway have the Trump drama move on to American Idol.
Well, it only goes on for one more episode. I mean, first they have to do the rest of the auditions, and then she's up. It's up to her.
What did Ryan Seacrest think about her?
Did he say anything?
I made it. I'm going to Hollywood. Yes.
What is it? No Ryan Seacrest?
I'm really proud of you.
I'm here.
I love you.
Did they not have Ryan Seacrest on at all?
I'm a little busy.
Is he in quarantine? Is he even on the show anymore? I don't even know. Does he have COVID? Where is Ryan Seacrest?
Coop, when you were pulling the audio, did you see any Ryan Seacrest?
It was a 9-minute clip, and I saw no Ryan Seacrest.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, they're phasing that mediocre. They're phasing him out.
I love this song, though.
What? This is the old one. Do they still do this? They still play this music?
I don't know. This is the better one.
Yeah, this is the original American Idol music.
You just like because it reminds you of your stupid youth, Coop.
Yeah, that's the original American Idol music. Anyway, they're exploiting her.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.